Okay. Any question? Thanks, God. So everybody knows what we are talking about and what's going on. Do you remember the last word Rumi said? Did you go over it? The simple question is, what do you do before coming to the class? Do you read it? Or do you just come here and listen and go? When do you read what I'm talking here about, before or not, or after? These are the stuff that you should think about, because the stuff that I'm talking about is getting sillier somehow, because it's you're approaching the final step, so everything is explained. There's almost nothing left. Yes, the sixth book is a bizarre one, because he knows that this is the last word and there is no ending for that, and so on and so forth. We thought about it. But what is this part that we are going to see? A couple of pages, maybe a couple of months or something like that, reading it. Do you know what it is all about? It's a lot of explanation, example, and different stuff that finally we want to talk about the heart. What is the heart? What is the heart? How it is working and all that stuff. You remember from the beginning, Rumi started to say, one, you has given your life to your brain, and your brain knows the rules, and here we talk about the exception. Period. Remember? He explained it all. Then he said, okay. After 2 years and 2 years and I don't know, experiments and all that, they came and sit down and said, okay, now let me tell you about it. The knowledge I'm talking about is not information. It's not intelligence. It's not the work of the brain. The knowledge I'm talking about is the work of heart. Do you remember book one? I talked about that bird, which is in you, which is not supposed to be in you. That thought, which is supposed to come out. I said, that one which is coming out, that's an eagle. That is a hunter. And it's hunting for the king. So it should fly away and sit on the hand of the king for you. So be ready to understand that step, which is beyond the logic, which is a sort of being attracted, trying to know better. To know what better? When you talk about it, I said, of course, we want to know everything. I said, okay, even a cow wants to know everything. If it is understanding your environment, the animals do the same. I'm talking about something different, haven't I? What is that difference? You should try to know you. Yes. Do you know you?
No.
You think you do. Like the cow. Or choose another animal if you prefer. But to me the cow is very obvious. Because I find it here. Okay, the cow tries to understand the environment. I try to understand the environment. This is the same stuff. This is the rule of life, isn't it? Why cow does it? Because cow needs the information about this environment to manipulate it and to grab what it wants and so on and so forth, all of that, right? And this does the same, but not me. I'm not the cow. I'm the other one. And I try to understand me. Question: what is this me that I should understand? There is a me which is not in me, is in we. The meaning of me, the role I play in this we, and all that. So what am I for we? That's my real meaning. Said, this is what you should try to understand. Book 3, so I say, now, enrichment. You have to know this a lot. You have to try to understand the reflection of this upon everyone, all around you. This is what it is. First of all, everybody is influencing you. Be clever. There are people that you shouldn't follow. The peasant, because he's not civilized. I'm talking about civilization when I'm talking about culture. So you should not follow this fellow, you should not follow that one, you should not follow that one. The rest, you try to follow, you try to understand, because it's an enormous stuff. Is it or not? Is it or not? If you think about one single moment, yes, your role in the society is nothing. But that's only one moment of your life. And that moment is making your next moment. And so on and so forth. Remember? Because this is an interaction. We grow with it. So, be careful. Then, book 4. What did he say? So, did you understand all this explanation I did? For your relationship with we, the influence of we on you, the changes you make, which is changing you, therefore, it is changing me, and so on and so on. Did you understand all of that? Yes. Now is the moment that bring them together, unify them. There is one you. You should be that one. The real meaning of yourself. Not physical existence of you. Because your physical existence is the animal part, isn't it? Physically we are the animal, okay. But I'm talking about the spirituality, I'm talking about your meaning, your spirit, your heart. Do you remember we talked about the heart and I said, everybody thinks that the heart is in here. What is outside? There is one heart. That's what it is. So, let's approach it. Book 5. He started to say, now, after you unified everything, you understand everything, I believe I have somehow to go back and start from the beginning. He said, You who are Visalmadhin, you're listening to me, and I'm approaching you, and I'm saying this, and I'm saying that, and all of this is nonsense, because what I want to say, saying is incapable of doing this. This is the problem. Therefore, let's go and start in a different way. First, we want to start this. Half of this is eliminating something, opening the space for the rest. What is the rest? The rest is love. We talked about it. Book one was that. We explained it. And I hope you understand that love is that tendency in the depth of the soul of humanity, which is bizarre. Why? Because it's not illogical, it's opposite the logic, let's say it like that. Being illogical is ridiculous, but it is. And it's the best part of it. Why? Up to here, I talked about this animal, this brain, intelligence, and all this, right? Am I all this? No. I'm the heart, I'm the soul, I'm the other one. I'm the personality here. I'm not the person. Okay? So, if I want to purify my personality, I have to eliminate the person. This person doesn't let me to go there. My logic doesn't let me to go to beyond the logic, right? Ha ha ha. I will kill that logic. There are four birds here, which are the representative of that logic stuff. Right? So, first, you should kill those four birds. You should try to put yourself in a position or condition that you don't think about having too much and getting it here and there and getting lucky and blah, blah, all those animal wishes which are in those four birds we started, put them aside. Okay? When you put it aside, you have one simple story. Story of a lover. We call it Ayaz. He is a slave, but he's better than any king. But he lives like a slave. He is a king? Literally, no. Are you king down to the body? I told you, forget about the body. I'm talking about the soul, about the heart. So try to understand Ayaz like this. Ayaz is a person. He is a normal person. Does he have magic? No. Does he have a special power? No. A lover doesn't need those. This needs that. This is thinking about being clever, blah, 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 all of that. The lover has one thing. Having a perspective of beloved and always remembering that I am nobody. In times of Rumi, this was difficult. Today is almost impossible.